Under the Scope. Hey everybody, this is Shane and Jared here for another edition of your Scope Movie Review Crew. Maybe we'll dub the Scope Movie Review Crew. We haven't seen one in a while.
We haven't. The last one we saw was Venom.
And that scared us off of movies for a long time. But yep. We decided, let's get back into the mix, and let's go seek out the feel-good movie of the winter of Christmas time. And so we just hit up a little film called Vice.
Yep.
And it's not the history of the Millennial News Network.
Nope.
The cutting-edge news source, Vice. It's not. It's not
the story of what you might get up to when you go on that weekend trip in Vegas.
Yeah. For all you oldies out there, it has nothing to do with Don Johnson and Miami.
Nope.
No, this is the story of former Vice President Dick Cheney and his rise to power and his the influence that he carried.
Boy, you said that with such a jocular tone.
The influence that he carried and created over his tenure in office. And in public service, Jared. Who does this one star? Let's get that out of the way. Who made this film? Who starred in it? It's a heavyweight cast, is it not?
Yeah, it's a good cast. You got the King of Method, Christian Bale, as Dick Cheney himself,
mm-hmm.
putting on all the weight.
Right.
You've got Amy Adams as his wife.
Lynn
Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Carell as Donnie Rumsfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. He's played him before, hasn't he?
I don't know, but if he hasn't, he's very good as him in this one.
And a cast of other characters.
Yes, I mean...
Those are the primaries, I would say.
If you were alive during this time, which many of you listening are, the faces will be familiar, the events will be familiar.
Yes.
I don't think it's really worth getting into any sort of plot because it essentially talks about Cheney from when he was a young man in, where was he? Did he start in Wyoming?
I think so, maybe. I don't know. A bit directionless. Before we move on, we should mention this was written and directed by funny man Adam McKay.
Right. He's done a lot of good stuff, and I think that he'll probably get some acclaim for this one as well, but yes. That might be getting ahead of the story a little bit, but yeah, it tells Cheney's story from.
He's a bit of a, to use the phrase, a fuck up.
Right.
He gets drunk, gets in fights, doesn't really care about anything. He sort of spoils an opportunity at a Yale education by mm-hmm. drinking too much, and basically is not going to make anything of himself until his wife, maybe they're married, I don't know, but Lynn in his life says, "I need you to make something of yourself."
Because either you do this or...
I'm a poor little woman in this world, and I can't amount to a hill of beans.
I can't do it, but you can and you will. And if you don't, head for the hills, boy.
Right. Basically, she lays down the law, gives him an ultimatum that he has to succeed or he's going to lose her. Whether this is actually true or apocryphal, we don't know. Obviously, this film probably takes some licenses on some of those moments that are not public, so...
And anyway, Cheney in the early 70s hitches his wagon to a young Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
And away they go. He makes his way through the Ford era.
The Nixon era, the Ford era. The Reagan era. On the George H.W. He's present for most of it. And he's looking at... he's hoping for an opportunity to run for president. It's very much like a who's the next person in line. After apparently his poll numbers are not great, and so he just basically concedes that it's not going to happen for him. But old George Jr., George W., or is he the third? I don't know. The son of H.W. Is running for president. He's looking for a running mate, and he wants old Dick.
And Dick finds this appealing in the sense that he could maybe shift the powers of the vice president to be more in his court, and then away we go.
Yeah, there's been this long-standing idea that Cheney has been the most powerful vice president that we've ever had, and he completely shifted the balance of power from the VP being, a bit of a ceremonial job with waiting, as they say in the film, waiting for the president to die, to someone who has actual power. In the context of this film, that is portrayed very much as him knowing which levers to push and which wheels to grease and which rules to bend or just outright break in order to claim this power, outright create new powers, and basically thwart the rule of law.
Yes, and the story flows in and out. It's sort of the nexus of this story is 9/11.
Yes.
And
the opportunity it presents.
And then the following war, war in Iraq.
Yeah, the fabricate,
preceded by Afghanistan.
Essentially the fabrication of intelligence to authorize the invasion of Iraq and all of the crap that followed from that.
Right.
Can you tell I'm a little angry?
Jared's fired up. So we've covered that. Let's talk about this as an actor showcase. I mean, let's just put this right out there. Christian Bale literally disappears as Dick Cheney. There are times I feel like it could have been him.
He absolutely nails the Cheney aura and the nuance of the performance.
Vocal
Whether
pattern,
or not there's
everything.
There's nuance to the character is up for debate, but the way he's portrayed and performed is impeccable.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, he looks like him to such a degree.
Yeah.
Whether the makeup was that good or there is some physical similarities or just the way Bale carries himself makes you fully believe it is amazing.
And he plays him over the decades. So, you know, he ages as the film progresses. Yeah. He plays him as a younger man. He plays him as an old man. It's impressive.
Yeah.
It's a tour de force of acting.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, he absolutely should be in Oscar nomination consideration.
Oh, yeah.
He could win for this. I mean,
no doubt.
He's that good. Amy Adams, very good as
she's always
Lynn,
great.
But... You don't know as much about as Lynn, but you sort of see her as the force beside and behind the man,
right.
Who believes in what he believes and is willing to do whatever it takes to help him get there.
Right.
Steve Carell as Rumsfeld was a little bit more loosey goosey.
I don't know what Rummy's like behind the scenes, but
he's not Steve. He's not like. Anybody from The Office.
We always got a very grim Rumsfeld, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, he was... Carell was, you know, good in the role, but it still felt a little bit Michael Scottish to me.
He definitely doesn't disappear into the role.
No.
I think mostly because he can't get the Rummy voice.
Yes.
He sounds like Steve Carell.
Let's talk about...
Not a bad performance, but just not on Bale's level.
Let's talk about Young Bush.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell, amazing.
I think he's great.
Amazing. Just, I mean, not a perfect imitation, but again, how he carries himself and how he looks, and it's very
sort
close.
Of like that Texas swagger.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't feel silly for sure. Just generally speaking, all of the performances were good. You have a great role by Jesse
Plemons.
Plemons, who pops up as a. Is a character that ends up being the narrator to the story, which is fantastic.
Yep, you got Tyler Perry as Colin Powell.
Yeah,
I knew I recognized the face, and then when I saw the credit, I'm like, of course.
Yep,
of course.
He was great. Everybody was great in this film.
Yeah,
I mean, I think how they structured this film, in terms of it being thematically connected to fly fishing, how they thematically connected it to the Iraq War was. Very, very interesting. Very well done. The occasional breaking of the fourth wall was interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely some artistic flair to this film. It's not a straight-ahead biopic. There's lots of, as you said, breaking the fourth wall. There's almost a false ending to the film.
Yeah, there really is.
I mean,
there's a false beginning to the film.
That's
Jared.
True. Yeah, it's really, it does play
with... Or a false ending in the middle of the film, or that's what it was,
you
know?
It plays with the narrative structure nicely.
Yeah. Which makes it interesting. You know, it takes a little bit of the edge off of this film.
Well, and it also likes to, it's portraying historical events, but it's also layering on present-day context.
Yeah.
So there'll be something that happens, and they'll do a smash cut to a still that's from, like, 2 years ago. And you're like...
Or a day ago.
All of this is completely relevant. What you're seeing is not ancient history. What you're seeing here, we're still living through. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels very much rooted to where we are today.
Yep.
And that's intentionally done. And I'm sure that is going to fire up, 35-40% of this country right off the bat.
Well,
so.
You can't deny, though, I mean, if the facts of the story are correct, that Dick Cheney has had his hand in a number of significant acts that have fundamentally changed how our world is. I mean, from overturning the fairness doctrine in media, which allowed directly the creation of Fox News and other conservative outlets, to the Patriot Act, to finding the right people to make the right decisions, to give him the powers that he needed to do whatever he wanted.
Endorsing that, I can't remember what the concept was about.
The unitary executive theory.
Which,
by the way, also resurged again with our current president.
Right, which it's, essentially says that the president can do what he wants to
do. Yeah, if the president does it, it's not illegal, which is ridiculous. How can that possibly be law? But there are those out there who think it's argued for in the Constitution. So,
yes.
It's a tough film.
Yes.
Makes you think. Makes you angry.
Right. And Jared is angry.
Right. And I'm a liberal. I can't imagine what a conservative seen this film. They're probably going to come out just... Either their world is going to be completely crushed, or they're going to view it completely as a piece of liberal propaganda trash.
Which they address in the movie as well. Right. That exact concept.
It's tough. We gotta have these hard conversations.
Yeah, I agree. So we've talked about the story, we've talked about the people in it, we've talked about the filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we need to talk about before we give the sucker a score? Any last comments, Jared?
I have some comments, just more on kind of the film, and I think the conversation it's hopefully starting or at least having. But I don't know that it needs to be part of the score making process.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after.
Okay. So let's give this bad boy a score, shall we?
The Scoop score is 3.75 stars.
So 3.75 stars, Jared. I mean, it's exceptional.
It's an exceptional, I think it's a great piece of filmmaking, and it's very, where you land on the political spectrum will probably dictate how you react to this film. I am very angry right now.
Don't punch me, Jared.
It's a difficult film because we've seen a lot of these things in our life, these moments in time, or we've heard the stories about how the people have manipulated power behind the scenes to do what they want. But to see it all sort of put together in a two-hour work like this, it kind of crushes you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes you feel like, wow, we have been so utterly manipulated as a population. Our biases have been tweaked and used
against us.
Against us to get a certain group of people into power. It's unbelievable. I mean, we see a number of focus groups throughout the film, and you can just see they're just testing out marketing terms to like make things more palatable for the American population.
Yeah. And as they talk about in the film,
it's maddening.
They talk about in the film how Americans are working harder for less money. For longer hours, and at the end of the day, who wants to deal with this sort of complicated stuff?
Right, just let the professionals deal with it. Let the people in power.
It's a fair statement, but it's also a statement that's killing us as a country.
Right.
We need to be educated. We need to know what's going on.
And we've abdicated so much power as citizens to our government that it's, I don't know how we get it back, but it's being used for means. The rich get richer, people die, it's troublesome.
Yes, it is. So there we go, Jared. 3.75 stars for Vice.
I need a drink.
Oscar, this will be in the Oscar mix for certain.
I would think so. I mean, I'm a little befuddled by the early Rotten Tomato scores. Like, it's not doing well. I don't know how many reviews are in, but I'm kind of surprised by that. But maybe this is going to be a very divisive film, and I think that maybe reviewers of a more conservative bent are probably going to give it a crap score.
That's just the
way
it is.
And it could just be, it may not be warranted. It may just be their own biases in play, but.
Or maybe you're
it's a tough film.
Maybe you're a snowflake that just loves it.
I'm
because
like,
it reinforces your belief system.
I'm the libtard who just believes in facts.
I know. It's.
And number 19 is going to punch me, probably.
Well, guess what? The facts that I believe in are contacting us. And also, the fact I believe in is how poor a parking job this person in front of us is doing. So let's get to the. Let's get to the contact
information.
How
close are you going to get?
I don't know.
That's my question. Good grief. It keeps inching forward. What do you, is this a dare? Do you want a dare?
Jared, how do people contact us?
You can write us at comments@thescopeshow.com or call the voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. No libtards, please. I don't know.
Well,
Just whatever. Or go to the website, thescopeshow.com. We have our links to Facebook and Twitter there. Shane,
deep breaths, Jared. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for getting these tickets, Jared. I know we're going to go to bed angry, but
I'll relax.
In our relationship, it's always that way, isn't it?
Telling you.
Well, guess what? We've got
a hard film.
We've got a lot of films coming up that will hopefully be less stressful, unless we count Aquaman, because that one could be devastating, and maybe Bumblebee. You never
know. Ride of a lifetime, I hear.
They got mutant fish, Jared, going around everywhere, shooting lasers out of their heads.
Self Lundgren.
Wow. Well, for Jared, I am Shane. This has been the Scope Movie Review of Vice. And like I said, we will be back with more Scope Movie Reviews and our Christmas show in not too long. Very, very soon. So until then, bye for now.